أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى آخر إصداراتنا بودكاست الهوية. وقفت ليش يا جورج على مسرح The Voice وأديت 'Cause I'm Standing With You ورفق النجم الأسترالي المشارك بلجنة التحكيم غاي سيباستيان. أليشيا كانت الصوت يلي حمل صوت مش قادر ينسمع، صوت خيال مولود بطيف التوحد. شو يلي أرادت أليشيا إن تقوله بصوتها لخي وللعالم من على خشبة مسرح The Voice؟
I want to say that music can mean so many things to so many different people, and to me it's a means of communicating with my little brother, and I'm just so appreciative that I get to experience that with him, even if we don't have a normal brother and sister relationship. I'm just so proud of that I could share that with Australia and share that with the world.
ورغم أنه لجنة الحكم ما استدارت لتدعم أداء أليشيا، إلا أنه غاي سيباستيان تعاطف بشكل كبير مع قضيتها، ترك كرسي التحكيم ليضم صوته مع صوت أليشيا تيحكي أنثوني شربل بلغة الموسيقى. هل كانت أليشيا متوقعة هالدعم؟
It was so unexpected. I wasn't expecting it at all. It was such an honor. Guy Sebastian is one of my favorite singers and performers of all time. And to get the opportunity to sing with him to somebody that I love, my brother, was just such a beautiful moment, and I'm going to remember it forever.
ولد أنثوني شربل مصاب بطيف التوحد مع حالة متقدمة من متلازمة داون. كبر محروم من أي تواصل مع العالم الخارجي وحتى التعبير اللفظي، إنما أليشيا لقيت وسيلة للتواصل معه من خلال صوته.
When I used to put on little performances for my family, I always realized that Anthony would get up and start jumping and dancing around, and that's when I realized I was actually forming a connection with him while I was singing, and that just continued throughout us growing up. Whenever I sung, he was my little backup dancer. And he always used to grab my hands and I used to jump around and sing at the same time.
Alicia, you're so blessed with two cultural backgrounds. What do you tell us about them?
My dad is Lebanese and my mom is Fijian Indian. I have never met anyone in the world that has the same background as me. It's quite unique. It's really cool. I get to experience two very different cultures. And foods, definitely, that's a big plus.
الوالدة الفخورة فيرنا يلي من أصول فيجية وهندية حكيت قصة أنثوني شربل.
Anthony is 15 years old. He has severe Down syndrome and autism. When he was a little baby, he's been through a lot in terms of health-wise. He's had a number of operations. At the Sydney Children's Hospital in Randwick, relating to his kidneys and his bladder. So it was a very stressful time for us throughout his younger years. But now it's all about, he's really good now, it's all about making sure that he's fine, that he wanted to prevent any future issues with his health. And Sydney loves his dad a lot, as his favorite person in the whole world. It makes me jealous sometimes because when he was younger, he was mummy's boy. But as he grew older, he became more attached to his dad. And when his dad comes into the room, forgets everyone else. So his dad is his main best friend. So he loves going for car rides. He insists on going for car rides most of the time. So he gives us my handbag. He's a very clever little boy. Even though he can't talk, he uses things to tell us what he wants. So if he wants to go for a car ride, he'll give me his shoe or he'll give me his handbag. And he will insist that we go and take him for a car ride. Otherwise, he'll get really upset. So he's a funny little boy. But he loves us and we love him.
أنثوني شربل بيبلغ من العمر 15 سنة اليوم، ولكن هو طفل بجسم مراهق.
Anthony is non-verbal, so it can be quite frustrating for him to communicate his needs to us. So what we found is that music really calms him down, and it makes him happy.
أليشيا كانت تغني له، ورغم عدم قدرته على التواصل اللفظي معه كان يتواصل معه بطريقته الخاصة. فالرقص عند أنثوني شربل هو لغة الفرح.
When Anthony was born, Alicia was very attached to him straight away. She wouldn't let anyone touch him. She's very passionate about her brother and loved him. She, like, throughout high school and even in university, she was involved in a lot of charity work.
Uh-huh.
She went to his school once. She took her school on a project to his school. She attended William Carey Christian School. So part of the curriculum was taking him to a disabled school, and that's what she chose. And because of Anthony and her experience with him, Alicia feels like she wants to be a doctor down the track.
Mm-hmm.
So she's studying at the moment to be a pharmacist as her first stepping stone to getting to her goal. She's very passionate about Anthony and what he represents. So yeah, we are very, very proud of her. And what I would say to her was now is keep pushing ahead and not let anything get in the way of her dream, you know, to get where she wants, which is to be in the medical field.
الوالد الفخور توفيق يلي ولد بأستراليا بعد هجرة أهله يلي تركوا بلدتهم بحويطة بشمال لبنان حاول يحكي معنا باللبناني.
يا بيترا، أول شيء ما بحكي كتير عربي، كاسف، بجرب. ليش من وقت أنتني كان صغير بتجرب، إذا بدت تغنى إذا بدت تعمل شيء بالسكولة بتعمله، لأنه أنتني ما في يعمل شيء حوله. هي بتشوفه وبعدين هي بتجرب تعمل قد ما هي فيه.
كانت هي صوته. نعم.
مزبوط. وقت هو كان صغير وبالهوسبيتال هي بتروح لعنده بتغني له، وكان هو يعني سيك كتير، مثل لأنه عملوا أوبريشن للكيدني، عملوا أوبريشن للبلارة، وما كان يعني كتير كان معذب كتير.
نعم.
وبتغني له وبتشوفي بصير كام، بيكون هابي،
عم بشعر بالفخر بصوتك. حضرتك من بحويطة من شمال لبنان.
انه بيجو 1970 وانا خلقت 1972. ما رحنا على لبنان نحن. You know, yeah, so maybe one day.
شو بيقول البي الفخور توفيق لأليشيا يلي بحسب قوله لما بتوضع هدف قدام عينيها دايما بتسعى لتحقيقه.
Because of Anthony, I think she has a lot of care for people. And I think that's important. You know, she'll grow up to be a very good girl. So I'm very, very proud of her. I'm proud of Anthony. You know, and Anthony, you know, he's different. He can be very hard sometimes, but he's an angel. He's part of our family, and we love him as much as we love Alicia, you know. I think Alicia, after she مبسوطين فيها لأنه إذا بتحكي بعقلها بدها تعمله هي بتروح بتعمله.
والأم الفخورة كيف بتعانق أولادها اثنين وشو بتقلهم؟
She's very passionate about Anthony and what he represents. So yeah, we are very, very proud of her. And what I would say to her was now is keep pushing ahead and not let anything get in the way of her dream, you know, to get where she wants, which is to be in the medical field.
في ناس بيخلقوا بهالدنيا ما عندهم صوت، بس ما بهم طالما الحب عم بكفي يعزم ناس تيكونوا صوت ليلي ما عندهم صوت.
Your biggest supporter in this world is yourself. And if you have a dream and you want to reach that dream, I believe that you can.
كنت معكم أنا بترا طوق الهندي. شكرا لكرم إصغائكم.
ها هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.